week's parsha, which we learned this morning, seems to flow very nicely. You're only tzavim, you're all standing here to go into a special bris with sanctions. Why? Because in case someone wants to go off the derech and worship Avodah Zarah, do avirus, etc., you should know there will be certain punishments, and someday, well, that's why were these punishments? It was because they did the wrong thing. Then, end of that paragraph, the 20th pasuk of the parsha, it's not exactly clear what it's trying to say. Hanistaris l'Hashem Elokeinu. Hidden things are for Hashem. Vaneglos l'anav 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 l'anav. But the revealed things are for us and our kids forever to fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah. What does that have to do with what we've been discussing until now? We haven't been discussing anything about secret things, revealed things. We've been discussing the concept of reward and punishment. So Rashi has a very famous pshat there. The Netziv and the Hamigdavar says a different pshat, maybe even a little closer to the simplest reading of the Mikra. He says, we're discussing the concept of reward and punishment. Not only that, we're discussing people asking, why were there certain punishments, right? They asked, why did these things happen? We always look in history and try to analyze, like, what does it mean when things happen? So he says, the problem is that there's a certain level that perhaps we can understand sometimes, but don't think we can always have the answers to that. Don't think that we always know why bad things happen. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. There's such a thing as Sefer Eov. There's such a thing as mysteries. There's such a thing as what happened to Rabbi Akiva that was very hard for everyone to understand. And not everything makes such perfect sense that we look at what happens. We say, oh, this is exactly, we know the exact explanation. It's Pashat Musar because of this and that. The other thing is that's Hanistaris L'Hashem Elokeinu. Even though there's a principle of Schaiva Onish, and even though we're supposed to try and learn from him and be inspired to do better, don't think we know all the answers and don't come to very glib, simple judgments and think that you know Hashem's ways. Ultimately, Hashem's ways are hidden and there are often reasons that we can't fathom for what happens. Nonetheless, on the other hand, don't say, since often Hashem's ways are unfathomable, therefore we shouldn't look at history and learn anything from it. The things that we know, that we see, that we have to fix, the most that we see, that we know we're doing certain things wrong, that we know there's room for improvement, in those that we know in history were things that we need to fix our mistakes, we should look into history and admit we don't have all the answers, and we don't know why all people suffer, and we don't know why Hashem does everything, but the things that we can figure out that we have to fix, we should say, if we're still don't have the ge'ula yet, and we still need to fix things, then whatever we can identify that we need to fix, we need to improve and use history to inspire us to say that we always have to be better if we want to reach the ultimate ge'ula. And this pasuk is a very fitting closing for the whole bris of Schar Va'onesh in the Torah, because it's telling us how to walk the, you know, the how to look at things appropriately on the one hand, and this is very, it's, I mean, this is basically Soloveitchik in a few places, right there in the Netziv finds in this pasuk, v'haniglos, things we know we need to fix, we should be inspired by history to fix, and see how fixing that could be metaken everything that happened until now in history. But ultimately, we don't know the full answers, and we can't rush to any final judgments, that we can't judge other people, because Hashem's ways are lo derechem derechai, are ultimately inscrutable. Shabbat shalom.